It's ice baths, massage, and plenty of fluids for the members of the U.S. World Cup women's soccer team today and tomorrow. This is their quickest turnaround yet at the tournament. They take on France Wednesday night. It's hard to imagine that contest will top yesterday's match against Brazil. The Americans won 5-3 in a penalty kick shootout. Earlier, Abby Wambach equalized with a magnificent header in the 122nd minute.
Rapinoe gets a cross in. It's towards Wambach.
Yes, indeed. Abby Wambach saved the USA's life in the Women's World Cup. Joanne Gerstner writes for ESPN. She's in Frankfurt right now. So, Joanne, as Ian Dark, the play-by-play commentator at ESPN, said, one of the best, maybe the best matches he's ever seen in his career, men's or women's soccer. It was everything you could have asked for. So, besides that goal we just heard about, what for you were the moments that made it such an incredible game?
Oh, you name it. From the U.S. goalie, Hope Solo, making a save on a penalty shot, only to have the referee call that Hope had left the line and give Marta another penalty shot, to the very opening of the game where it's just a bizarre miscue happened and the U.S. scores off a Brazilian defender into their own goal. I mean, it was like a Hollywood blockbuster action adventure. It was crazy.
And the penalty kick came just after Rachel Buehler had been ejected, leaving the U.S. with just 10 women on the field for more than 45 minutes. That ejection of Buehler was crucial because it was one of several dicey calls by the official, and it made you wonder just how impartial she was. What did you think of the officiating?
You know, I always try to have a little bit of compassion for the referees because in the heat of the moment, they're human and you can make the wrong call. But, man, I don't know if I would have called the game that way. She was very ticky-tack, very inconsistent, and if you're a U.S. fan, you definitely have some severe questions on what she was thinking out there.
You know, so much has been said about the Brazilian women's team and Marta, fantastic striker for them, and yet after Abby Wambach scored that incredible neutralizing header, the Brazilians tried to burn time off the clock. They just started looking lame. What happened to them?
They started throwing a fit. To me, it was no different than a two-year-old who doesn't want to go to bed. I mean, they just were not acting very gracefully, which is a shame because Brazil is absolutely gifted and talented team, and they should be above that. But obviously, in the heat of the moment, it got to them.
One of the women fell down with what seemed to be an injury. A crew came out on the field with a stretcher, and then after a couple of minutes at least, she walks off the stretcher.
Yeah, that's happened a lot in the men's game where they have these what I call Hamlet-esque death scenes, and then 5 minutes later they jump up and they're fine. Basically, they're just taking a breather and abusing the injury regulations. But, I mean, the problem is you'll never really know if someone's hurt or not, so they always err on the side of caution that someone is hurt and they want to treat them and take care of them. And when that person gets to the sideline and jumps up like nothing happened, that's not good play.
Now, we've got to say as well, Joanne, that U.S.-Brazil wasn't the only great match of the weekend. Japan unexpectedly beat Germany in the final minutes of overtime in that game on Saturday. All of this seems to have yielded a much more exciting Women's World Cup than anyone ever expected.
Well, it goes to show you, just because you're the favorite doesn't mean you're going to win. And the Japanese worked and worked and worked, and when that little window of opening came, they took it. And I was actually sitting with some Germans during that game, and let me tell you, when that goal went in, they were just stunned, absolutely stunned, and it looked like someone had stolen their Halloween candy.
Joanne Gerstner, a writer with ESPN in Frankfurt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.